听力课堂，听 class.com。
Lesson 3. Listen to this conversation that takes place in the gift shop of the Stanford Nature Center. Notice when the words make and do are used.
Good morning, young man. How can I help you?
I'm looking for information about how people lived on American farms 100 or 200 years ago.
What exactly do you want to know?
I want to know how they made their clothes and how they made their meals.
Well, they had to make a fire before they could do their cooking. Say, are you doing a composition for school?
Well, I'm making plans to write a report on early American life. Maybe you could do me a favor. Could you help me do these exercises in my history book for school?
Sorry, I'm not a teacher. I just work in the gift shop. But I can help you do your shopping if you want. Oh, I guess I could help you make an appointment to see the director of the museum. And maybe he could help you.
Gee, thanks. Now listen and repeat.
To make clothes. Make their clothes. How did they make their clothes? To make meals. Make their meals. How did they make their meals? To make a fire. They make a fire. How did they make a fire? To make plans. Making plans. Are you making plans?To make a reservation. Making a reservation. Are you making a reservation?
To do cooking. Do their cooking. How did they do their cooking? To do a composition. Doing a composition.Are you doing a composition for school? To do a favor. Do me a favor. Would you do me a favor? To do exercises. Doing these exercises. Are you doing these exercises? To do shopping.Doing your shopping. Are you doing your shopping?
Now listen to the cues and make a question using either make or do. For example, you hear,
Are you these exercises?
And you say,
Are you doing these exercises?
Or you hear,
How did they?A fire.
And you say,
How did they make a fire?
Ready? Let's begin.
Are you these exercises?
Are you doing these exercises?
How did they? A fire.
How did they make a fire?
Are you plans?
Are you making plans?
How did they the cooking?
How did they do the cooking?
Are you a reservation?
Are you making a reservation?
How did they their meals?
How did they make their meals?
Are you a composition?
Are you doing a composition?
How did they their clothes?
How did they make their clothes?
Are you the shopping?
Are you doing the shopping?
Would you me a favor?
Would you do me a favor?
Would you do me a favor? You can also say, would you do a favor for me? They both mean the same thing. But remember that we don't say, would you do a favor? You must always mention the person who receives the favor. For example, we say, would you do my friend a favor? Or, would you do a favor for my friend? Let's practice these forms. When you hear a noun or a pronoun, use it in a question beginning with, would you do? For example, you hear,
Stephen.
And you say,
would you do Stephen a favor?
Or you hear,
for him.
And you say,
would you do a favor for him?
Ready? Let's begin.
Stephen.
Would you do Stephen a favor?
For him.
Would you do a favor for him?
His father.
Would you do his father a favor?
For his wife.
Would you do a favor for his wife?
For his baby.
Would you do a favor for his baby?
Us.
Would you do us a favor?
Now listen to this conversation between Connie and the assistant director of the Stanford Nature Center. They're talking about a restored New England farm.
I can see you did your best to keep the original features.
Yes, we did.
Why did you save the barn?
It was too good to lose.
It looks wonderful.
We did our best to restore it. I think we did a good job fixing it.
Now listen and repeat.
To restore it. We did our best to restore it. We did our best to restore it. Fixing it. We did a good job fixing it. We did a good job fixing it.
Notice how we use an infinitive after to do one's best. For example, we say,
I did my best to finish the work.
He did his best to arrive on time.
But after to do a good job, we use the gerund, or the ing form of the verb. For example, we say,
you did a good job building that house.
She did a good job planning that party.
Now you're going to hear a cue like this one.
I did my best. Arrive on time.
And you say,
I did my best to arrive on time.
But if you hear,
you did a good job. Build that house.
You say,
you did a good job building that house.
All right, let's begin.
I did my best. Arrive on time.
I did my best to arrive on time.
You did a good job. Build that house.
You did a good job building that house.
She did a good job. Plan that party.
She did a good job planning that party.
I did my best. Finish the work.
I did my best to finish the work.
We did our best. Restore the farm.
We did our best to restore the farm.
We did a good job. Fix it.
We did a good job fixing it.
And you probably did a good job finishing this lesson. This is the end of lesson 3.